Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom podstawowy. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do trzeciego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Hello, listeners. Today in our program, we will be talking to Jenny Dalman, a British woman married to a man from Sweden. Hello, Jenny.
Hello, everybody.
First of all, tell us how and where you met your husband, Eric.
Well, it was a date arranged by our friends. They described him as a handsome blonde Swedish man, and it was true. We had a great time together during our first date, so we decided to keep in touch on the internet. After a few months, he came to Britain to see me again, and the rest is history, as they say.
Have you ever had any problems because of cultural differences?
We get on very well together and have a similar attitude to life. And what's very important is that we often laugh at the same things. Just like the British, Swedish people love BBC classic comedies, such as Monty Python and Mr. Bean. Eric is not an exception in this case.
And when did the two of you make the decision to live in Britain?
I think it was more or less 6 months after we got married. It seemed a better option, but now I think it's a pity that Eric's work keeps us in Britain.
Why do you say that?
Many women here don't go back to work after having a child because Britain doesn't offer enough help for working mothers. In Sweden, childcare services are excellent, and women can start work again just after having a baby.
I see. And going back to your family life, do you share household chores with your husband?
When it comes to the housework, Eric doesn't help me as much as I hoped he would. But there are some things he does at home. For example, he segregates our rubbish for recycling. I have to admit that I didn't care much about it earlier, but he convinced me that it's worth the effort.
Thank you for sharing your story with us.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hello, listeners. Today in our program, we will be talking to Jenny Dalman, a British woman married to a man from Sweden. Hello, Jenny.
Hello, everybody.
First of all, tell us how and where you met your husband, Eric.
Well, it was a date arranged by our friends. They described him as a handsome blonde Swedish man, and it was true. We had a great time together during our first date, so we decided to keep in touch on the internet. After a few months, he came to Britain to see me again, and the rest is history, as they say.
Have you ever had any problems because of cultural differences?
We get on very well together and have a similar attitude to life. And what's very important is that we often laugh at the same things. Just like the British, Swedish people love BBC classic comedies such as Monty Python and Mr. Bean. Eric is not an exception in this case.
And when did the two of you make the decision to live in Britain?
I think it was more or less 6 months after we got married. It seemed a better option, but now I think it's a pity that Eric's work keeps us in Britain.
Why do you say that?
Many women here don't go back to work after having a child because Britain doesn't offer enough help for working mothers. In Sweden, childcare services are excellent and women can start work again just after having a baby.
I see. And going back to your family life, do you share household chores with your husband?
When it comes to the housework, Eric doesn't help me as much as I hoped he would. But there are some things he does at home. For example, he segregates our rubbish for recycling. I have to admit that I didn't care much about it earlier, but he convinced me that it's worth the effort.
Thank you for sharing your story with us.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One.
Every year, thousands of amateur singers take part in talent shows. Why do they decide to go through all the criticism from the judges and media gossip? For many, it's because they want their passion to become a way of making money. By appearing in talent shows, they will be seen by music industry people and may get a chance to become professional singers. They don't even have to win any of these shows. If they have an unusual singing voice, they can be discovered, get record contracts, and do what they love for a living.
Two. Doing something that you love, but doing it badly, can sometimes make one famous. The terrible amateur opera singer, Florence Foster Jenkins, was often laughed at in her lifetime. In some concert reviews, she was even called the worst opera voice in the world. However, more than 70 years after her death, she became the inspiration for a Hollywood hit. Directed by Stephen Frears, it tells the story of the last few years of her life as an amateur opera singer. It's a must-see for everybody. You'll love every minute of it. Three.
Do you want to enter a talent show for singers? Experts say that to be the best and beat all other contestants, you need to be yourself and feel certain that you are doing the right thing during the shows. Make sure you choose a song you can sing comfortably and without making mistakes. And remember to dress suitably for the occasion. TV viewers often judge you by your looks, so wear something attractive. Good luck and be the best.
Four. Now that the latest The Voice talent show is over, I would like to share my views on the outcome of the show. I think it was a huge scandal. The winner was a surprise to me. I know Nick has the looks, but honestly, Clark Beckham has a much better voice, and even the music critics preferred him. I wonder who voted for Nick. In my opinion, they have no idea what real talent sounds like.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1.
Every year, thousands of amateur singers take part in talent shows. Why do they decide to go through all the criticism from the judges and media gossip? For many, it's because they want their passion to become a way of making money. By appearing in talent shows, they will be seen by music industry people and may get a chance to become professional singers. They don't even have to win any of these shows. If they have an unusual singing voice, they can be discovered, get record contracts, and do what they love for a living.
Two. Doing something that you love, but doing it badly, can sometimes make one famous. The terrible amateur opera singer, Florence Foster Jenkins, was often laughed at in her lifetime. In some concert reviews, she was even called the worst opera voice in the world. However, more than 70 years after her death, she became the inspiration for a Hollywood hit. Directed by Stephen Frears, it tells the story of the last few years of her life as an amateur opera singer. It's a must-see for everybody. You'll love every minute of it. Three.
Do you want to enter a talent show for singers? Experts say that to be the best and beat all other contestants, you need to be yourself and feel certain that you are doing the right thing during the shows. Make sure you choose a song you can sing comfortably and without making mistakes. And remember to dress suitably for the occasion. TV viewers often judge you by your looks, so wear something attractive. Good luck and be the best.
Four. Now that the latest The Voice talent show is over, I would like to share my views on the outcome of the show. I think it was a huge scandal. The winner was a surprise to me. I know Nick has the looks, but honestly, Clark Beckham has a much better voice, and even the music critics preferred him. I wonder who voted for Nick. In my opinion, they have no idea what real talent sounds like.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
1.
Do you want to develop your painting skills? If yes, join our art classes. Learn to use different techniques and painting materials at our studio. If you have no experience of art, you are also welcome. Classes start at 5 p.m. every Wednesday and last 2 hours. They are also held on Saturdays from 1 to 4 p.m. Choose one day or both. You'll get lots of personal attention. Start whenever you wish and pay only for the classes you've attended. Visit www.londonartclasses.com to learn more.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Do you want to develop your painting skills? If yes, join our art classes. Learn to use different techniques and painting materials at our studio. If you have no experience of art, you are also welcome. Classes start at 5 p.m. every Wednesday and last 2 hours. They are also held on Saturdays from 1 to 4 p.m. Choose one day or both. You'll get lots of personal attention. Start whenever you wish and pay only for the classes you've attended. Visit www.londonartclasses.com to learn more. Tom, have you heard about the missing girl? The police have finally found her.
Do you know what exactly happened to her?
She got lost in the forest and couldn't find her way back home. The story is making headlines all over the country.
Oh, I rarely buy newspapers and I don't have a TV. I prefer following the news online on my mobile phone. Unfortunately, it fell into the water 2 days ago and it hasn't worked since then. This evening I'm visiting my dad, so I hope to watch the latest TV news at his place.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Tom, have you heard about the missing girl? The police have finally found her.
Do you know what exactly happened to her?
She got lost in the forest and couldn't find her way back home. The story is making headlines all over the country.
Oh, I rarely buy newspapers and I don't have a TV. I prefer following the news online on my mobile phone. Unfortunately, it fell into the water 2 days ago, and it hasn't worked since then. This evening I'm visiting my dad, so I hope to watch the latest TV news at his place. Three. Peter is only 14, but he's already published a book. When he started drawing pictures and writing stories, he didn't think of making them public. But last year, his brother, Jeff, got injured and was in hospital for a long time. When his brother got better after rehabilitation, Peter decided to publish his book and donate all the money from it to the Children's Hospital Foundation. This was his way to thank the doctors and nurses working there.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Peter is only 14, but he's already published a book. When he started drawing pictures and writing stories, he didn't think of making them public. But last year, his brother, Jeff, got injured and was in hospital for a long time. When his brother got better after rehabilitation, Peter decided to publish his book and donate all the money from it to the Children's Hospital Foundation. This was his way to thank the doctors and nurses working there. Four.
When you come to San Francisco, don't forget to visit the island which is called the Rock. Once the island was popular with bird watchers. Nowadays, tourists are less interested in birds. They come to see the first lighthouse built on the Pacific coast and enjoy the nature. However, the greatest interest for tourists is a prison which from 1934 to 1963 held several dangerous criminals. Al Capone was among them. Since 1973, the prison has been open to the public as a museum, and it's the most popular place on the island. Every year, over 1 million tourists visit it to see where the well-known prisoners were kept.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
When you come to San Francisco, don't forget to visit the island which is called the Rock. Once the island was popular with bird watchers. Nowadays, tourists are less interested in birds. They come to see the first lighthouse built on the Pacific coast and enjoy the nature. However, the greatest interest for tourists is a prison which from 1934 to 1963 held several dangerous criminals. Al Capone was among them. Since 1973, the prison has been open to the public as a museum, and it's the most popular place on the island. Every year, over 1 million tourists visit it to see where the well-known prisoners were kept.
Five. Are you keen on cycling? So are we. We're best bike shop ever, and we'll prove that the moment you walk through our doors. We're more than bike enthusiasts. We're experts with 11 years of experience that we share with our customers. We offer full service for all bikes, and small repairs are for free. In our shop, we also build unique mini bikes for customers with individual needs. Call us now. We're here just for you.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Are you keen on cycling? So are we. We're best bike shop ever, and we'll prove that the moment you walk through our doors. We're more than bike enthusiasts. We're experts with 11 years of experience that we share with our customers. We offer full service for all bikes, and small repairs are for free. In our shop, we also build unique mini bikes for customers with individual needs. Call us now. We're here just for you. 6. I've read your homework. One of the mistakes is that you've included too many numbers.
Mr. Thompson, but you told us to describe a historical event. Some dates were necessary.
Right, but while reading the essay, I thought it was a maths paper. Some more mathematical calculations and the paper could be your maths homework. There is also too much historical data. I'm not your history teacher. I wanted a description of the event with rich vocabulary and a correct essay structure. Please, concentrate on the language. That's what this class is all about.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
I've read your homework. One of the mistakes is that you've included too many numbers.
Mr. Thompson, but you told us to describe a historical event. Some dates were necessary.
Right, but while reading the essay, I thought it was a maths paper. Some more mathematical calculations and the paper could be your maths homework. There is also too much historical data. I'm not your history teacher. I wanted a description of the event with rich vocabulary and a correct essay structure. Please, concentrate on the language. That's what this class is all about.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.